Well, while Canadians raced to the pump this weekend to beat the carbon tax, a group of aspiring Winnipeg entrepreneurs were racing to jumpstart a new product that all to help Canadians warm up their car without burning gasoline. They call their new startup Hot Buns, which was pitched during a 55-hour startup competition put on by local startup incubator Northforge. Hot Buns founders range in age from 14 to 44, and many of them didn't know each other before the weekend started. This is not Hot Buns founders. This is the founders of the actual startup pitch that was being run here. Apparently, Hot Buns was able to snag the top prize here in the competition's clean tech category. Trevor Fall teaches English as a second language at the University of Manitoba, and Antal Zerdum, an automotive instructor at the Manitoba Institute of Trades and Technology, and they're both in studio with me right now. Welcome to the show, and congratulations.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yes, good to be here.
Trevor, we'll start with you. Can you tell me how the idea for Hot Buns came about?
Certainly. So I've spent a lot of time in other countries, and like maybe many Winnipeggers listening today, you dread going out in the cold of winter, minus 20, minus 30, and getting into a cold car. Mm-hmm. And the only alternative right now is Command Start, which does waste fuel and cause a bit of environmental concern. So I was just thinking, how could we get the warmth in the interior a bit better in our vehicles?
Okay. Many of us have wondered that, but none of us have actually gone into making a change here. So how does your product work?
Okay, so maybe I'll just pass that over to Anton. Yeah.
Okay. Well, essentially what we want to do is we want to tap into the existing infrastructure. I mean, most modern vehicles nowadays has heated seats. So what we want to do is we want to create an aftermarket product essentially to kind of tap in. So one side will be essentially tap in, connect to the heated seats. The other side will be a plug-in, and it will have a smart interface. So it'll have a circuit protector and a smart technology to be able to essentially buy a cell phone or a remote to be able to monitor and kind of start up your heating while you're in the comfort of your home.
Okay. So it's basically connecting to systems that are already there.
Exactly.
And allowing you to control them from your home. Really cool idea. I need to know who came up with the name.
That was something I blurted out halfway through the competition, and then I got all embarrassed and red-faced.
And then I'm assuming everyone reacted like,
yes,
no, that's the
that's
name.
It, that's it. That's what they said.
It was a sarcastic working title, but we were kind of in the flow of things, and we were having fun. And so it was just like, should we really stay with this title? Is it something that people will actually like, or maybe they'll get offended? But we'll say, you know what, we'll roll with this. We'll have fun. And it's kind of a name that people will remember. And, you know, in marketing, that's half the game is, will people remember you?
How did tell me about the team here, the team for Hot Buns.
So the way the competition works is there were 30 ideas given out, and then you gathered around which ideas you wanted to work on.
Gotcha.
So it was brought down to 9 ideas. Mm-hmm. Julianne, who is one of the team members, approached me and said, oh, this is interesting. What are you thinking more? Because it was an idea I had pitched, and then said, well, I'm interested in working with you. And she's from the government of Manitoba. So with climate change, green ecology, green jobs, and clean tech.
Okay.
And then Anto was also sort of wandering around, and he had his own ideas. So I'll let him share.
Well, essentially, I started off with one idea I was planning to work with solar. Mm-hmm. And after that, when things came around, I was just like, okay, we should probably merge our groups, start working on an idea. And after we did a pivot, we kind of felt that, you know what, Manitoba has a lot of good, stable, clean energy with electric power. We might as well take this and run. So, we went from solar to kind of, we'll use the idea of that, you know, Manitoba has good, clean, stable energy. And so we figured, okay, we'll do a bit of a pivot. And after that, from there, things just kind of evolved and kind of grew.
And then I'll just sort of add, so Maverick, who is a grade 11 student at Nelson McIntyre, so he's on a project base for one semester. And so he joined also during that time. And then I had brought my son, Matthew. And so he actually wasn't there that Friday night, but he participated Saturday and Sunday. He's a grade 9 at General Bing here in the city.
Very cool. So why did you sign up for the event in the first place? But, well, let's get this from both of you. We'll start with you, Antal.
Well, essentially, I've been coming from a small business background, and I had a friend who is, we've always been dabbling in small businesses. And so he kind of said to me, he's like, hey, you know, you heard of this Northforge, this incubator program, says, what do you think? I'm just like, yeah, that sounds really, really cool. I mean, let's sign up and let's see what happens. And you know, if try to, you know, create an idea and try to create a prototype and a concept and kind of go from there. So I thought it was a cool idea from the beginning. Like I said, I've been dabbling for the last number of years on small business ideas, but essentially it's, you know, it was this North Forge idea that really took root.
Trevor, did you anticipate, did you think the reaction was going to be like this to your idea?
Absolutely not. Yeah. I mean, I'm blown away by the response. I grew up in a more traditional household. Certain topics weren't talked about, money, business, et cetera, finances. So since my son's been five, I've always focused on how can I expose him to real estate, to business, to just the ideas and creativity. We've had a chance to be in over 10 countries, and so just a chance to travel as well. So he knows a little bit of things. So my initial response was, let's go to North Forge, because we've traveled through there free. Every Tuesday they have a free come see what we're like. So we had gone through that, and I said, well, let's join the competition and just be exposed to that environment where there's all these entrepreneurs, business people, and people that have really made a difference in our world.
What did your son think of the fact that your idea got picked up in this way?
He was like, oh, cool. And yeah, a few, even the hot buns. Yeah. He didn't find out about that I was the creator of the title till later. His reaction was priceless. Like, Dad, that was from you?
That is great. And you have to know that when a teenager actually even says the words cool to you, that's an ecstatic reaction, isn't it?
Absolutely. So yeah.
So what happens from here with hot buns?
So North Forge and others, because we were the winner of the clean tech category, North Forge, the ACE project at Red River College, et cetera, they're providing space and technology and guidance in bringing this to they'll give us a prototype or help us work on a prototype over the next 4 to 6 months. They'll provide more market research and just validate the idea. At the end of that time, we will have a product that we can bring to market. And then they just sort of release us and say, if you want to move forward and start selling that product, then you're ready to go. So we're very grateful for that. And there's other benefits as well. There'll be a website provided. We'll get some legal counsel and advice. So.
And you have to mention that we also have $6,500 worth of, it's not cash, but it is services in developing a product. Okay. So that'll go towards marketing, market research, prototyping, I guess, licensing, incorporation, all the kind of things that we need to kind of do to take this from, you know, a prototype idea and model to concept to market.
So let me guess, but you'll have the prototype ready to go by next winter in your own car, right, Trevor?
That's what we're going to aim for, maybe even by this summer. Maybe
really?
We should add an air conditioning component or something.
There we go. Well, you know, there's a future of that. I'll be keeping my eye out for cool buns, too.
Yeah.
I want to thank both of you for being here, and congratulations again on the win there.
Thank you. It's been great to be here.
And Trevor Fall and Anto Zerdum are part of the team that founded Hot Buns, began developing an idle free car seat heater at a startup competition this weekend.